Today's daf is daf Pei Beis and Mezeches Bav Metzia. As we said yesterday, today's daf will be Mashkon Day in the Daf Yomi world. We start with Pei Aleph Amabez at the two dots. So said the Mishnah Hill Veyo Al Mashkon Shomer Sacha. We mentioned in the Mishnah on Pei Amabez 2 days ago that if somebody lends somebody money and they take a mashkon as a security, so shomer sachar, so the malve is a shomer sachar on the mashkon. Why? Because he gets some benefit from it. That's a security for him. So lema mastis and dolak Rabbi Eliezer. We want to suggest, that, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah goes against Rabbi Eliezer sheet in the following brisa. The Tanya, because the brisa seems to have a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether a malve on a mashkon is a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam. So the Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya, Malvas Chavir Ala Mashkon. If somebody lends their friend Ala Mashkon and they take a Mashkon, they take a security of an Mashkon, and the Mashkon gets lost, Aveda, Yishava, he swears, Vitomosav. And after swearing, he could take the he could still get paid back his chov, Divri Abeliezer. Lezer says that he swears, meaning he's putter. Vitomosav, so he swears that it was lost. That must be talking about a Shomachinam. Rashi says, Yishava Shalo Pasha, the Shomachinam who alav. Right, he's a Shomachinam. Divri Abeliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds Shomachinam, so the Mishnah must be against Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the Mishnah like? Rabbi, next sheet, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yochar Lomar Lo, no. The Lovek could say to the Malve, Klum Hil Vitani El Ala Mashkon, I only lent you money because based on the fact that I gave you a Mashkon, and that's the security of a Mashkon. If you lost the Mashkon, Avdu Mosacha, meaning you're a Shomer Sachar, and you lost the Mashkon, and therefore you're Chayiv, and you're Chayiv on the Mashkon, and you don't have the Mashkon to pay me back, so therefore that's it. What makes him a Shomer Sachar? Which Hana? So Lachar is the Hana that he gets by having a potential Gvia here. If the Lovek never pays back, then the Malve will be able to collect the Chov. At least partially. We'll talk about that a little later on the next Amud. But at least partially from this Mashkon. So that's a potential that's a benefit of potential Gavias. Therefore, he's a Shomer Sachar based on that. So, shall we say that our mission is only like Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Eliezer? Let's finish for a minute. Aval Hilveyu Elev Zuz. But if he lends him Elev Zuz Bishtar, if somebody, the Brisa continues and says, if somebody lends somebody else 1,000 Zuz with a Shtar, so he does not need the Mashkon as a raya, doesn't need a mashkon as a raya for a collection. V'hiniach lo mashkon aleim, he still gave a mashkon. Divrei hakola, but a mashkon avdu mosav. In that case, the mashkon is not for security reasons. It must be, according to everyone, for collection reasons, because security reasons, that the fact that to prove that he has a loan, he has the shtar. Rashi says, the stam shtar yesh bo shibud karkos, v'yesh lo meichan ligvos, u'batuachu, and he can't deny it. That's the power of a shtar. So therefore, what's the point of the mashkon in that case? It must be as the beginning of collection. So if that's true, so then everybody would agree that of a mashkon of the mosav, because he gets benefit from that, even Rabbi Eliezer would agree. So that's the Gemara's question. Is our Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Eliezer? Couple of points. Number one, the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua here says, 1 minute, we know that there are 3 Shvuah Daraisas, and they're all Nishba V'Niftar. We mentioned many times, the beginning of the Rama, the beginning of Hilchos Toin V'Nittan, quote, Shvuas Mod B'Mixas is Nishba V'Niftar, Shvuas Eid Echad, and Eid Echad says, I owe money, and I swear to say that I'm Pater, and Shvuas HaShomrim. So all of those are Nishba V'Niftar. And the Mishnah in Shvuas has a whole list of the Nishba V'Notels. But here, what's happening? He's swearing and he's taking his money. Right, so Nishba V'Notel is not on the list of Nishba V'Notels. So where is this a Shua Daraisa? So then only Shua Daraisa is only Nishba V'Niftar. So what type of Shua are we talking about here? So the Pnei Yeshua has a line which is somewhat cryptic. The way Rav Yashiv understands it in the Sefer on Bamitzia is that really there are 2 separate issues going on here. There's the Mashkon and there's the Chov. Says Rav Yashiv, Sheyesh kan shnei nidonim shonim ha-mashkon v'ha-chov. Shemikivan shesav Rabbi Eliezer she'ena mashkon es l'luguvayna. Since Rabbi Eliezer holds that the mashkon is not for collection, so therefore is not giving hana, hari yukachol shomer chinam, she'ibin ha-mashkon she'nishba v'niftar. He's nishba v'niftar on the mashkon, period. End of that part. The fact that he collects, that's nothing to do with that's a separate issue, the chov. The tfiyaso min ha-love, he nidon acher, she'aleh to'en ha-love, eini yodim praticha v'chayiv. Says of a Yashiv, you could split up and break the 2 issues. The Mashkon, Yishava, so you should read the Gemara, Yishava, comma, period, Nishba V'Niftar, and Yitomosav, and he takes his money based on the Chov that he is owed. That's how Yashiv explains the Pnei Yeshua. Point number 1. The other point is, what does he swear here? He lost the Mashkon, so he swears. What does he swear? So I read the Rashi quickly before, but now let's focus on it. Yishava Shelo Pasha. He swears that he was not negligent. Rashi says specifically that one. We know, we had it at the end of Bava Kamma, but it also came up in the beginning here of Bamitzia on Davav, that whenever a Shomer swears, we know Shuas HaShomrim, so that's one of the three Daraisas that I just mentioned. Shuas HaShomrim, but really there are three Shvuas that a Shomer makes. Look back on Davav and Aleph, you got it? Look back on Davav and Aleph, on the sixth line, Rav Shesha says, Shalosh Shvuas Mashbiyin Oso. You make him swear with three Shvuas. Shvuas Shalosh Pashatiba, Shvuas that I was not Poshea, Shvuas Shalosh Shalachti Ba Yad, that he didn't use it, and Shvuas Shein Ibrashusi. Right, he might want to pay or get out of it, and it's still because he just wants to keep it. So she has to swear that it's not in his Bashus, and he didn't use it, and he wasn't Poshea. So those are the three Shvuas that a Shomer makes. So here, ask some of the Achronim, why does Rashi pick the one, Shvuas Shalosh Pasha, Yishavah Shalosh Pasha? What about the others? So Kinnereh, it seems like, according to Rashi, that is the Iker one. That is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Right, the Rambam also quotes the three Shvuas Daraisas, the three Shvuas HaShomrims in She'elo Pikadon, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Nimsa, Kol Shomer, She'nishba, Shvuas HaShomrim, Kol HaBishvuaso, Shlosha Devarim. It's one shvua that has three parts. Sheshamar kederach hashomrim, v'sheiru kach v'kach, v'harei einu bershuso, v'shalo shalach v'yad kodem sheiru hama'ora hapoter oso. Right, three parts to the shvuas hashomrim. So the question is, what's the ikar one? So it sounds like from Rashi that the ikar one is shalo pasha. That's the only one he mentions here. The Achronim point out that the Rambam seems to agree with this. Because if you look in the Rambam, in the next halacha, she'ela vav gimel, the Rambam says as follows. Shomer chinam shehevi raya shalo pasha. What about a Shomer Chinam? That he is Chayvim Shia, as we know. Let's say he has a Raya. Let's say he has Eidim that he wasn't Poshaya. He brings some type of Raya. Pater Mishvua. He takes no other Shvua. Ve'ein Omrim Shema Shalach Ba'yad Kodem Sha'avad. We don't say, maybe he was Shalach Ba'yad. Right before it was lost, and therefore he'd be chayev because Hari's a gazlan. Etc. The Rambam continues. So what does the Rambam say? Once you get rid of the shvua of shelo pasha, he doesn't take any shvuas. Again, the issue is which is the ikr shvua and which of the two follow and are magugal are rolled in just because of the other one. So Rashi here says one, and that Rambam says once you get rid of the shvua shelo pasha, you don't take the other two. So again, it sounds like that is the ikr. That is the Iker Shvua. So one other Ha'ara, the Chassam Sofer says, here, why does Rashi maybe emphasize Shelo Pasha? The Chassam Sofer on our Sugi says, Mipnei Shekol Ikaro Lo Ba Elo Lahavtiach HaSepiron Adei Mashkon. What's the whole point of a Mashkon? To make sure that you collect. So, obviously I wasn't Poshea, because if I lose this, I'm hurting myself. I'm not going to be able to collect. So you might say that he doesn't have to take this Shvua in this case. Because, no, who? Of course he's not going to be Poshea. That's the Chiddush. Meaning, says the Chazan Sofer, there's no Raya, according to Rashi, that the Shvua Shelo Pasha Ba is the Iker Shvua. It might just be that there's a Chiddush specifically in this case, because a Mashkon is supposed to be for the Malvet to collect. So it might be obvious that he was not Poshea. Kamash Malan, he still has to take the Shvua Shelo Pasha. What? Yeah, that's the according to him, it wouldn't be a Raya that Rashi would be like that Rambam. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, maybe our Mishnah seems to be like Rabbi Akiva and against Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer seems to say that if you're guarding a Mashkon, you have a status of a Shomer Chinam, and Rabbi Akiva says Shomer Sachar, and our Mishnah says Shomer Sachar, answers the Gemara, second to last line, Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer. No, our Mishnah could even be like Rabbi Eliezer, who said Shomer Chinam. Why? Velo Kasha. Two types of mashkons. Kan shemishkino b'shas havaso, kan shemishkino shelo b'shas havaso. The difference is whether the mashkon was given at the time of the halva, at the time of the agreement. I lend you money and you give me a mashkon. That's b'shas halva. So that is a case where Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not given for collection, it's given for a security. So I'll show you, hey, here's the mashkon, remember you owe me money. So there I'm not getting benefit from it, so that's where I am a Shomer Chinam, and that's what Rabbi Eliezer was talking about. Our Mishnah, where it says Shomer Sachar, maybe that's Shelo B'Shas Havaso, meaning when I lend you money, it's time to collect, I come to collect, and instead of paying me back, you say, here, take a Mashkon. So there, it's much more mistaver to say, you don't have the money, so you've already given me something to probably collect from. Rashi says, the last Rashi, Shelo B'Shas Havaso, Elo Acher Zman, Kishetavu Mosav Ebezdin, later on when he's Toveh his money, Velo Shilim, and he doesn't pay, and instead, O Mashkon Api Bezdin. And Bezdin forces him to give a Mashkon. So that's the Haul Vadel Guvayna Shaklai. So Rabbi Eliezer says, I would agree with that. So that's the chiluk between two types of mashkons, and our mishnah could fit in even according to Rabbi Eliezer. We'll get to later on Mishnah Lamelech, we'll mention it now, but we'll mention it inside later on. How dafka is this Rashi? Is a mashkon shlo b'shal salva, does it have to be through Bezdin? What if the Love just gives the Malva it by himself without being forced by Bezdin? Does that have the strength of a mashkon shlo b'shal salva? That we'll have to see later. Okay, says the Gemara, that's not an acceptable answer, that the chil, there's a chilik, why? V'ha'idi v'idi hilveyu al ha'mashkon k'tani. The language of the Mishnah is hilveyu al ha'mashkon. It sounds like hilveyu al ha'mashkon from our Mishnah, that language is shbisha'as halva. He lent him based on a mashkon. We wanted to interpret that our Mishnah is a case of shlo b'shal salva, so it's much later. It doesn't sound like that way for the Mishkan, the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like it's a case where it happened b'shal salva. That's the top Rashi, b'shal salva mashma. So says the Gemara, elo kasha, kancho leo mos, kancho leo peros. Let's finish this Gemara, and then we'll get back to an important discussion. So the question is, the chilik might be whether he lent him money or fruit. If he lent him money, and he got a mashkan instead of that, he, the malva, is not getting any specific benefit. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says, shomer chinam. And in a case where he lent him fruit, like we mentioned yesterday, his fruit would spoil if he kept it. The fact that he's giving it away and he's going to get paid back in the future, that's a benefit for him, and therefore he's a shomer sachar, and that's our Mishnah. That's the next potential answer how Rabbi Eliezer could fit into our Mishnah. But again, the Gemara says, v'hamik d'ktani seifa, 1 minute. We already have that distinction in the seifa. Rabbi Yehuda omer, helveo moshe, machinam, helveo peir, shomer sachar. The next line of the Mishnah says that. Michlal, so it's mashma, delatanakama, loshanilei. So it's mashma, according to the Tanakama, there is no difference between a case of helveo peir and helveo mos. So the Gemara answers, Kuli Rabbi Yehuda hi. You're right, we're missing some words. Really, the entire Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Eliezer is not mentioned. V'chisura mechsura v'hakik tani. This is how the Mishnah should read. Hilveo la mashkon shomer sachar. If a person lends money and he gets a mashkon, he is a shomer sachar on the mashkon. B'med v'ramarim when shilveo peiros. Only if he lent him fruit, because then he, the malva, gets benefit by not having his fruit rot. Aval hilveo mo shomer chinam. But if he lent him money, he's a shomer chinam. And that's like Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer could even fit into our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but continuing, our Mishnah is about Rabbi Yehuda. Hilveo Mel Shomer Chinam Aleo Peir Shomer Sachar. So we worked out that our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Eliezer. But says the Gemara, finishing up, Ihachi Kamal Amasisin Delok Rabbi Akiva. So we worked so hard to get the Mishnah to fit Rabbi Eliezer, but now according to this, our Mishnah holds that a Shomer of the Mashkon is a Shomer Chinam, but that's against Rabbi Akiva Shita, the other Shita in the Brisa that we quoted on the bottom of the previous Amud, who says a Shomer Sachar, and we'd rather say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Rashi quotes. Second Rashi on top. Diktani avam loveo moshe machinam. V'yanai kaimalam mevzecha Sanhedrin. Crucial two lines in Sanhedrin, Pevav, where the Gemara quotes, famous, V'kulu stami, stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Anonymous Mishnahs are like Rabbi Meir, stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, stam Sifra Rabbi Shimon, V'kulu aliba de Rabbi Akiva. All anonymous Mishnahs are based on the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva's teachings. And therefore we always try to have Mishnahs fit into Rabbi Akiva's Shita. If Rabbi Meir... obviously, but if Rameir's not in the Mishnah, like here, Rabbi Akiva, Rameir's a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, we always try to fit it in. The language of the Ritva here, Ritva says, read his lashon, the call, the efshar look, make Rabbi Akiva adiv tve, via filo bishinu yidachika, even if it's difficult to push it into Rabbi Akiva, it's still better, kivan to kulu stami aliba Rabbi Akiva, because all stam must be like Rabbi Akiva. It's a beautiful piece, I don't have it here in camp, but the Minchas Asher discusses it in his, I think it's in Vayikra, when he talks about Sfiras HaOmer, he talks about the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who died, and Rabbi Akiva started again with five Talmidim, and these are the Talmidim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, etc. And the Minchas Asher gathers and culls from all over Shas and Midrashim, how all of these Talmidim have many, many maimris all about Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, all about different issues, interpersonal relationships, and he suggests because that's why, because Shalonagu Kavod Zebazeh, the first group of Talmidim didn't fulfill his words of Nagu Kavod Zebazeh, so his later Talmidim, his five Talmidim that brought back Torah Shebaal Peh and restarted, so then those are the ones that that emphasized the Rebbe's teachings of Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Period. Okay, so the next line is a new piece. Let's go back to the top for a second. So the Mishnah on the top line, the Gemara had asked the following question: how could we suggest? The Gemara suggested that the chilik in Rebbe between Rebbe Eliezer and our Mishnah is mashkon b'shas salva and shalom b'shas salva. The Gemara said that can't be. Why? Because our Mishnah uses the language of hilveyu al hamashkon, and that sounds like it's a mashkon at the time of the halva. So you can't suggest that it's a mashkon after the halva. Tosfos asks Akasha, that all the Rishonim ask. Where's the Tosfos? At the bottom of the previous Amud. Tosfos says, Mashma, the Malva Chavir Ala Mashkon, Mashma B'Shasava. Mashma from here, that the Lashon, Malva Chavir Ala Mashkon, is B'Shasava. The Gemara seems to say that B'Feirish. The problem is, the Gemara in Gittin quotes a Mishnah in Shvius. Ka'amar Tznan, Hamavas Chavir Ala Mashkon, V'Amosar Shteros of Lebezdin, Eina Mashame, if somebody lends their friend money and they get a mashkon in return, then the halacha is shvius is not mishamet. Shvius does not cancel that loan. It works just like a prisba works. Not the same. It's not the same mechanism, but the same idea that if I have a mashkon, it's quasi collected already. And if it's quasi collected, I kind of have your chov in my rishus. So that's not, the halacha of tashmet yadecha doesn't apply. Tashmet yadecha means don't go to him and take his money, but he already has his money. So therefore, it wouldn't apply. A malva es chaver la mashkon would not be mishamit. Umefarish hasam, but Tosfos continues. The malva la mashkon ain't a mishamit. Mishum the kind of lemi Rabbi Yitzchak. And malva la mashkon does not cancel because the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak is coming up on the next on the same amma that we're on. Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yitzchak calls that a bal chov acquires the mashkon. We'll talk about that, what that means. But the halo kamer Rabbi Yitzchak, what the Gemara is going to say on the next amud, the Rabbi Yitzchak is only about shelo b'shas halva asa. When is there a strong kinyan of a bal chov in a mashkon? When it's given later, when I can't pay up, so I give you a mashkon instead. So that's what we say, that Mishnah in Shvius, when it says that a malva la mashkon is not mishamet, that loan is not canceled, that's by a mashkon shelo b'shas halva. So it says Tosfos, what do you mean? That Mishnah uses the lashon of malva la mashkon. So our Gemara says malva la mashkon means b'shas halva. So how could we say that Mishnah in Shvius, quoted in Gittin Lamed Zayin, is talking about a case specifically of shelo b'shas halva? So three answers or four answers we'll mention to this question. But Tosfos Arash here says maybe there's a difference. Quotes from Rabbeinu Tam to figure out what the difference is. Maybe there's a difference between the lashon of malve al hamashkon and hilveyu al hamashkon. Our Gemara says hilveyu al hamashkon. He lent him al hamashkon, so that's b'sha'as halva. But malve al hamashkon, says Rabbeinu Tam, maybe is somewhat more inclusive, and it might even include shelo b'shas halva. First Rabbeinu Tam, tehilvei al hamashkon mashma dafka b'shas halva, aval hamalve al hamashkon mashma hachi u'mashma hachi. So that gets out of it without giving any yesod, just the lashon is different. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos has a very important yesod, second wide line in the Tosfos on the bottom. The Yeshlomar, dekivan shelo b'shas halva kani lelagami midi Rabbi Yitzchak. Tosfos is going to say that Mishnah in Shvius is talking about a case of only b'shas halva. But this is the svara. Once we know that there is a type of mashkon that is totally acquired to the malve, that's one of shelo b'shas halva, that's the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. So then, b'shas halva nami, deleka kinyan, ela shibud, olim shibud lechashe, velo shalachicha biyadecha. Once we know there's one type of mashkon that's a full kinyan to the bal chov, and that's the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. So even the other type of mashkon, b'shas halva, which is weaker, it's not a kinyan, it's just a shibud, that still is enough to prevent the loan being annulled. It's enough in my rishus, it's enough connected to me, it's a kinyan b'miksas maybe, it's a shibud, but it's not a full kinyan, but that is enough. Tosfos says, that's also the pshat of a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, daf lamed aleph, Tosfos quotes, Gabi Yisrael, shivol anachri al chemso. What if a Jew lends a non-Jew money, and the non-Jew gives him a slice of pizza as a mashkon? The non-Jew gives chametz to the Jew. What's the halakha the Gemara says? The Jew violates by Yerubai Yamatzeh. Aye, it's not mine, it's the mashkon. Why? Because of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak is kone of the mashkon. Aye, there, it's talking about a case of b'shas halva. The nakri gives it at the time of the loan. So too, says the Tosfos, the same shot. Once we know that there's one type of mashkon that is a full kinyan, so either even the other type of mashkon has a mixas, and it's enough for certain halachas. Hasam nami, kivan shalo b'shas halva kani, since it's totally acquired when it's given later. Ahani shibude b'shas halva lechashiv kishay Yisrael. It's enough of a shibud, b'shas halva, to be considered the Jews regarding the Isser of Bal Yerubai Yamatzeh. Tosfos quotes, the opposite will also be true. If a Nachri, if a non-Jew, lends a Jew money, and the Jew gives the Nachri chametz, the Jew would not violate, because of the same svara. That is all Tosfos's answer to the question. Again, what was the original question? The question was, our Gemara seems to say, Helveo ala mashkon is mashman b'shas halva, and the Mishnah in Shvius, the Gemara understands it in Gittin as shelo b'shas halva. So Tosfos says, no, it is b'shas halva, but we just use shelo b'shas halva as the model to b'shas halva. Tosfos assumes, by the way, that when we'll get back to this later, when Rabbi Yitzchak on the next Amud, which we'll get to, has the chilek that the Gemara says Rabbi Yitzchak is only shelo b'sha'as halva, Tosfos assumes that's the emes. The Ran and the Ramban here both assume that that's just a dechia, but in truth, Rabbi Yitzchak might mean b'sha'as halva and shelo b'sha'as halva, and that's another way to get out of this problem because that Mishnah in Gittin, that Mishnah in Shvius is b'sha'as halva, and don't take our Gemara's chilek so literally. One question. According to Tosfos, this is discussed in the also in the Rishonim. According to Tosfos, Tosfos says that once you know Shalom b'shas halva, the mashkon is a full kinyan. So even b'shas halva, it's enough to be mine. Is it enough to be mine to be mekadesh and isha? We always mention that's the litmus test for real ownership, for real bialus. Is that enough? If I have a mashkon b'shas halva, is it enough? So Tosfos on the bottom of Peydeis Mabeis, the second Amud Beis of today's daf. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says. The Yesh Lomar on the first wide line, Tosva says no, it's not enough. The Yesh Lomar to be a hihana sheyochal kadosh bo'asa isha the kitchen b'mashkon d'achir mekudeshes v'liknos bo avadim akakos havi l'shomer sachar. That's you read Tosva. It's clear. I should have read the fifth to last skinny line. Tosva is talking about shelo b'shas halva. We're specifically talking about a mashkon shelo b'shas halva, which is a full kinyan. Tosva is mashma clearly that a mashkon b'shas halva, even though it's enough to be mine, so that shvi. Is it not Meshamit, and I'm going to violate Bal Yerubay Yimatzeh, but it's not enough to be Mekadosh and Isha. This is against the Rambam. The Rambam says, and this is the way the Magen Mishnah understands it, the Rambam makes no chilukim. Beautiful Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilchas Ishas Halacha Chav Gimel. This is according to the Gemara, the first Perek in Kiddushin. Homer Lishas Kachli Bidinar Vahariz Mashkon Biyadcha. Be married to me with a dinar, and take this mashkon meanwhile until I get you the dinar. Ach etan a dinar inim kudeshes. That doesn't work. Right? They're not married. If the man gives a woman a mashkon, lo ha dinar higi liyada. He didn't give her the money. Lo a mashkon nasan liyosa shalon. He didn't give her the mashkon to be hers. But haya biyado mashkon al chov sheish lo itzal acherim. If Reuven is owed money by somebody else, and he takes that and gives it to the woman, v'kidish bo isha, avabi she'eno shalo harezu mukudeshes. Even though it's not his. But first, the Rambam says it still works as a marriage. Why? Mevdeisha balchov yeshlo mixas kinyan begufo shel mashkon. The Rambam says a balchov has a mixas kinyan in the mashkon, and that is good enough. The Magen Mishnah says beferish. This is against Tosfos' chiluk. The Rambam makes no distinction between b'shas halva shlo b'shas halva. If you have a mashkon of somebody's, so it is enough for kiddushin. Says the Rambam. So we have answers to the question. We have number one. The Tosfos Arash, number two, Tosfos, number three, we have the Ramban Ran, who say, don't take the chilek, so literally, on the next Amud, that Mishnah might be even B'shas Halva. Okay, let's continue now with the next Gemara. So the Gemara now, we're up to Lema, 12th line, says the Gemara, we are discussing the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says that if you're a Shomer Mashkon, you're a Shomer Chinam, Rabbi Akiva Shomer Sachar. Lema, V'dilo Shavi Mashkon. What's this Machlokas about? We're going to have three possibilities. Number one, Lema V'dilo... Three, yes. It's going back on the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Lema V'dilo Shavi Mashkon Shir Zuzay. Let's suggest the Machlokas between them is where the Mashkon is not worth as much as the Chov. The Mashkon is worth 100, the Chov is worth 200. Ubi de Shmuel Kamifugi, and the Machlokas is about Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel says as follows. Haimanda Osvi Alpha Zuzay Lachavre, Ruben lent Shimon 1,000 Zuz. Va'anachle Kata de Magle Lavayu. And he took a Mashkon, the handle of a sickle, the handle of a kli used for cutting the wheat. So it's a very, very minute, small kli, and it's 1,000 zuz, of a kata de magla, of the alpha zuzi. Shmuel says, you lose the mashkon, tough luck, you lose the chov. Even though the chov is much, much larger. Right? Why? Because, says, this would be going like, the Gemara's assuming this would be going like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you took it as the beginning of Gevia, and if you took it as the beginning of Gevia, right, that the Rashi says, Rashi says, "Lo shavi pligi," the fifth skinny line. To Rabbi Elazar, less laid to Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar does not hold like Shmuel. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar says it's just as zikaron. It's just to remind you that this is a chov, and it's nothing to do with collection. And if I lost it, still, so what? You still owe me. But according to Rabbi Akiva, last four lines of Rashi, is laid to Shmuel. He holds like Shmuel, who says that. I accepted this. This is going to be the beginning of collection. Savir v'kibol v'taras mashkon. V'kol kama de lo mahadrile lo ligvi. And as long as you don't return it to me, I'm not going to collect. So maybe that's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. It's still amazing. It's still amazing halacha that you take a little bit, you have a little bit of a handle, 1,000 zuz. So the Ravid just helps out a little bit in the Shilim Kubat says. The Ravid says here, no, the point is that he's going to hold on to the mashkon until he gets paid everything. that he'll get paid 100, 200, 300. He's going to keep the mashkon until he gets everything. So the mashkon is the symbol of the last dollar of the chov, of the last zuz of the chov. And that's why, how you could say that if you lost the mashkon, which is going to be the last point, you don't have to pay anything. That's one suggestion. Says the Gemara, no. If the mashkon is worth less than the chov, to kuliyama less than the shmuel, nobody's going to hold like Shmuel. Meaning, if it's not worth as much of the chov, then everybody's going to say that. Everybody's going to say that the mashkon wasn't given for guvina, for collection, because obviously it doesn't cover it. V'hacha b'deshavi shir zuzei. Really, the mashkon was worth the amount of the chov. V'kamiflgi b'der Rabbi Yitzchak. And the machlokas is Rabbi Yitzchak. The sugya of mashkon is about Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Minayin the balchov shekone mashkon." How do you know that a balchov is kone a mashkon? Shenemar lachati yetzdaka, because it says to you in Dvarim, to you who return a mashkon to its rightful owner, it is tzedakah, it is righteousness. Imeino kone mashkon tzedakah minole. If you don't own it, so what's the big deal that you're giving back the guy's own object? If you, the Malva, own it, then you give it back, then you're doing a chesed. Then you're doing something good, and the Torah could call that staka. Minkan la balchov shekone mashkon. So that's possibility number two. What's the machlokas about between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? A. Shmuel. B. It's about Rabbi Yitzchak. Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Ches Amud Beis discusses, still, even if it was his, isn't it a mitzvah to give back somebody's own item? Ravim Tomer, he got stuck. I'm not going to withhold your item. If I'm not going to withhold your item, so isn't that enough to beat stucka? So Yesh Lomar says Tosfos over there in Kiddushin. No, the point is the Patek says in the continuation he will lie in his pajamas and he'll give you a bracha. What we talk about in the Fair Parak of Isaiah Neshech. If it wasn't his, right, if you weren't koni it and you gave it back his own item, right, it was like a loan which you had, that would be ribiz dvarim, right? We had the Moshe's amazing tshuva that you can't say thank you if somebody helps you publish lends you money to publish the Sefer. It was a machlokas, him or Shlomo Zalman, if you remember, Rav El Yashiv. But either way, here says the Tosfos, it will be ribiz dvarim. Number one, and the Yesh Mafarshim Tosfos is the second day, to lo mikrit staka el hanosin mishalo. Shekamot tzedek mishalcha v'tein lo. No, maybe the word staka is only if it's given from you to him. If it's his own item, that still wouldn't be called staka. The big discussion here in the Rishonim is, what does Rabbi Yitzchak mean? What does Rabbi Yitzchak mean that a balchov is kone the mashko? So Rashi here says, Rashi says this two or three times in Shas, Tosis quotes it all over, shekone mashko, and Rashi says, l'chol mili v'hischayi ba'onsin. For everything. Rashi says, a balchov is chayiv even in onsin, meaning a real full kinyan. Chayiv onsin reflects bailus, as we said by Shoel. Tosfos says, no way. Where's this Tosfos? Tosfos on the next Amud. Beis is printed. Tosfos quotes Rashi and says, it can't be. It can't be. It's a kasha from the beginning of Psachim. And then Tosfos says about the 10th line in Tosfos Emor, Umiu nire, shedeshalobish ha'salva aso, lo koni l'schayiv ba'onsin, el dahave shomer sachar. Shomer sachar, that's it. That's what Tosfos says. He's like a Shomer Sachar. He's not a Shomer Chin. He's not a Shoel. So what kind of Hanah is he getting? So you can't say he's using it, right? He can't use the Mashkon unless they had that deal, right? It's unclear according to Rashi whether he could use it, but what's the Hanah? So Tosfos says, what's the Hanah? Tosfos also quotes other Rishonim, he quotes Rav Haigon. He said, Vitzarach Lafarish, last skinny line in Tosfos. Why is he a Shomer Sachar? If it's a Kinyan Gomer, even Ba'onsim, he should be Chayav. Right? Rashi is consistent. But what Hanah? That's where Tosfos says, the Hanah that he could marry a woman with it. But Tosfos clearly is only talking about it, Shalobash HaSalva, against that Rambam that we mentioned before. But Tosfos says that a Balchov could use this Mashkon of Shalobash HaSalva to be Makadesh in Isha with. That's the Hanah that he gets. Tosfos also says, Shvius is not Meshameit. That's another benefit that he gets. If you look in the Shach here, if you never saw the Shach, it's worthwhile. Just to open it up, the Shach is tremendous. Tremendous in terms of quantity and quality. Shach in Kloshin Mishpat, Simen Ayin Beis Siftes. The Shach starts with Siftes. The Shach says, it starts off, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be, Shulchan Aruch says like Tosfos, like Rov Rishonim, that it is Shomer, that Shomer Sachar. But then he quotes, everybody's against Rashi, but this is a Kedarko Bakodesh of the Shach, when the Shach has one Shita against five, and then he says, really, Rashi is correct, and all the Gemara sound like Rashi, and let me prove to you that really most Rishonim hold like Rashi. You read a Gemara, you think one way, everybody's against Rashi. Then you read a Shach, the Shach is convinced that all Shitas are like this one Shita, so he puts everything on his head. That's the Kedaka Vakodesh, what the Shach said. I'll just read you the first four lines of the Shach. It's six columns long. It's a whole page of Shach. No Shulchan Aruch. If you look at it, he quotes everything. Because Rashi seems to be defenseless here, I have to be marech. Even though I'm not kedai to put my head amongst these great mountains, let me quote. But what's the first line he quotes? First line he quotes is the language of Rabbi Yitzchak sounds like Rashi. Balchov kone mashkon. What do those words mean? Kone. The lishna to amrina kaim would be b'shas. Balchov kone mashkon mashkon mashkon. V'yishlo kinyin gamur. V'lo avi ala shomer sachar lo shaykh v'lo mashkon mashkon. Doesn't sound that way. That he's just like a shomer sachar. The yod kashali, and he says, what's the lashon? The lashon is ulachat. What's this? What the raya ulachati yetzaka? I may know kone mashko and stuck minayin. And if Rabbi Yitzchak only means shomer sachar, still the lova has a zchus begufa shal mashkon, and it wouldn't be tztaka. And he quotes others, and he answers all the questions on Rashi. But this is a classic shach where he takes what the sugya and he turns it around on its head. Again, the Mishnah Melech I mentioned before, we can say it now here. The Mishnah Melech in Schiris, in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, talks about, actually, let's wait to do this. Let's wait until we do the next line of the Gemara. Let's continue the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? Whether a Mashkon, whether Shomer Mashkon is a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar, it's, the Machlokas is about Rabbi Yitzchak. So that's the Gemara of Tisbra, is that true? Eimad or Rabbi Yitzchak and Mashkon and Shomer Lassava also. No, Rabbi Yitzchak only says his Shita about Kinyan, Shalom Bisha Salva. Aval Mishkon Bisha Salva also Miyamar. What about Bisha Salva? Did he say it? And that's what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva talking about, right? We were Medaik in that Lashon. Hilvei Ola Mashkon. So it can't be about Rabbi Yitzchak. And what I said before, Tosfos assumes this chiluk is an emes chiluk. The Ramban and the Ran assume that this is just a dechia, but lamaskani he can hold it across the board. Either way, the Gemara rejects it and goes on to a fourth. But now I can just mention the Mishnah Malach in Schiris and Perag Yud Halacha Aleph quotes a shita that says that shalom b'shas halva means anytime shalom b'shas halva. It doesn't have to be dafka with the shliach bezdin. And the Mishnah Melech thinks that those Shitos, those Achronim, the Marit Salon, I think he quotes, were misled by the Lashon of Shalom B'Shas Halva. Really, it means Shliach Bezdin, but you don't, and you Dafka need the Shliach Bezdin. If you just, the Lova just gets it, it just has the power of a Mashkon B'Shas Halva. So that's a Machlokas in the Mishnah Melech. Ella says the Gemara now, third possibility. Mashkon Shalom B'Shas Halva, so Kuliyama Islu Rabbi Yitzchak. Really, everybody would hold a Rabbi Yitzchak. But this is an issue of B'Shas Halva. So Hacha Mashkon B'Shas Halva, so what is the Machlokas about? U'B'Shomer Aveda Kamiflagi. The Machlokas is about a Shomer Aveda. The Itmar, as we had earlier, back on the Daf Chavtes, and we had in Baba Kama, this is the sugi of Pruta Der of Yosef. We have the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, Mashkon Der Rabbi Yitzchak, and this is Pruta Der of Yosef. The Itmar, what's the Pruta Der of Yosef? Shomer Aveda. Right? I pick up an Aveda, a lost item. Rabba Amar Kashomer Chinam. What type of shmir do I have to do on the lost item until the owner comes and gets it? Rabba says Shomer Chinam. Why? Because you're a Shomer Chinam. You're not getting paid for this. Rav Yosef Amar Shomer Sachar. Rav Yosef Shomer Sachar. Why? So at least one of the day is quoted elsewhere is Oseik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. At the moment that I pick up the item, if an ani would come to me at that moment, I would be patur from giving him because I'm involved in a mitzvah. So that hana'a that I get by saving the potential pruta, that makes me a shomer sachar. This is the sugi of oseik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Says the Rashba in the Tshuva, because you got hana'a b'shas kabbalah shmira, that determines forever what type of shomer you are. Even though, l'chor, you're not getting any benefit once you have it in the house, right? You're not patur min ha-mitzvahs then. We discussed, I'm not going to review it now, but if you remember back on Daf Chavtes, look at the notes, listen to the shiurim about mikatzel katzeh, the different shitas about osi b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. What if you could do both mitzvahs? We have the Ran and Sukkah, and we have Tosfos, and we have the other Rishonim. But there we discussed, most Rishonim say, if you could do the other mitzvah, so then you got to do the other mitzvah. So here the Rashba says, so what's the shita of Rav Yosef? So the Rashba writes in the Shuvah, and Chela Gimel Simen Nun Beis. But here, Bishas Kabbalah, right when you picked up the Aveda, is when you got the benefits. Therefore, you're always considered, because of that moment, a Shomer Sachar. Says the Gemara, that's the Machlokas, Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. and that is like a shomer. A mashkon would have the same, would have the same halacha. Says the Gemara. One second. Lema Rav Yosef Tanahi. Should we say Rav Yosef? The shita of Rav Yosef is a machlokas, or Blazer and Rabbi Akiva would argue. Meaning Rashi says, according to Rabba, it's for sure a machlokas. According to Rabba, Rabba who holds shomer chinam, he definitely cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva can definitely not fit into his shita. He would have to hold like Rabbi Eliezer only. But what about Rav Yosef? Could Rav Yosef fit into both shitos? So says the Gemara, lo, b'shomer avizit kuli amas l'd Rav Yosef. It could be that Rav Yosef would be able to fit into both shitos. Everybody holds like Rav Yosef. B'hacha, but what's the machlokas? B'malvet sarach l'mashkon k'mifflegi. Let's go with Rashi shita now. The malvet wants the mashkon to use it for, Rashi says, and he'll knock down, deduct money from the chov as he uses it. That's what the machlokas is about. If a malva wants to use the mashkon, is that considered doing a mitzvah? Is he really doing a mitzvah then? Because he doesn't have that kavana, he doesn't have good kavanas for the mitzvah. He has kavanas to use it. So mar savar mitzvah ka'avid shehilveyu. No, he still lent him the money, he did the mitzvah. Avi shomer sachar, he's still a shomer sachar. He gets the schar for the mitzvah. Umar savar la mitzvah ka'avid. No, it's not considered a mitzvah. Shalahan also miskavein v'havei shomer sachar. Because he is doing it for his own benefit, and he is therefore considered a shomer chinam. This is a big discussion. Give me enough time to go into it now, but the principle of mitzvah srichas kavanah, discussing simin samach in the Shulchan Aruch, and many of the achronim get to it just because here it sounds like from this Gemara that it's a machlokas. If you don't have kavanah for the mitzvah, is it still considered the mitzvah or not? So we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Right, so he's still doing the mitzvah. He's still doing the mitzvah. So is that to say mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana? So the halacha lamaisa we pass in by daraisa's srichos and by the rabbanan's ain't srichas kavana. Again, this gemara is important. It should go on that list. Okay, says the Gemara, two dots. Abishol Omer Mutter Lo Adam Lasker Mashkon Shal Ani Lios Bokas V'Holech. The Mishnah said that according to Abishol, you could use the Mashkon of an Ani and deduct the Chov, as it goes along. Amar B'Chanan Barami Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Abishol. The Halacha is like Abishol that you let it do this. V'Yav Abishol Omer Ela B'Mara U'Pesel V'Kardom. Abishol only said this by certain types of kalim, spades and shovels. Hol V'Nafish Agrayu V'Zutar Pachsayu. Remember, it belongs to an Ani. So you only let it do that because these have great rental fees and the depreciation of the kalim is very small. So that is why these are fine to use, but other types of kalim one would not be able to use. The Ritva here says, like the diak we made in Rashi on the Mishnah, that he himself is not allowed to use it. He's allowed to rent it out to others, but not himself because of the issue of chshad. Next Mishnah. So the Mishnah. Said the Mishnah, if I am a shomer and I carry a barrel from place to place, v'shavra, and it breaks, bein shomer chinam, bein shomer sachar yishava, or shomer chinam, shomer sachar swears. What type of shomer are we talking about? We'll have to see. Rabbi Eliezer omer, zev zev yishava. Rabbi Eliezer says, as Rashi explains, I also have that mesorah from my rebbeim that you have to swear, both a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar swear, v'tamiyanim yichon zev zev yishava. But I'm wondering, can they swear? I mean, what's a shomer sachar going to swear? There was an ones, he broke it. Is that an onis? He's only putter from onsin. So what exactly are we talking about here? The Gemara will clarify also, probably we'll get to it tomorrow, what exactly Rebbe Lezer's complaint is. But on Rabbanan first, the Gemara quotes a braisa, adding a third shita. If I'm a shomer and I carry a barrel from place to place, and it breaks, he swears and he's putter, according to Rebbe Meir. Why? The Gemara will explain in a minute. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Shemachinim Yishava No Sezachar Yishalem. Oh! Different third shita, not quoted in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a chilak. A shomer chinam swears, and a shomer sachar has to pay. Lach ora, it is not a case of pshia, because they're both chayvim shia. Whatever it is, he would swear that he wasn't poshea, that's good enough for shomer chinam, and not for shomer sachar. Rabbi Eliezer omer, zev zev yishava, but tamiya niyam yicholin zev zev yishava. Rabbi Eliezer says, I hold like the Tanakh Rabbi Meir, but I don't know why. Lameimer, let's just start this. The Sabre Meir niska la poshehu. Rabbi Meir says they're always potter. Why they putter? It must be where we may hold niskal. Somebody who falls down is not a poshea, la poshehu. Sugi we had back in Meseches Baba Kama on Daf Chav Tes. We're going to quote it in a second. But niskal la poshea, and therefore what is it? It's an ones. And an ones, if I fall down and then somebody falls on me, so then I'm an ones, or I break something as I fall down, I'm an ones, and therefore even a shomer sachar would be putter. Even a shomer sachar would be putter. 1 second, ask Tosas. Tosas in Vesavar. We're talking about an Adam. Adam with the Olam. An Adam is mechayiv in onsin. So what do you mean you're going to be putter as long as it was ones? So Tosfos explains, this is Tosfos L'Shitaso, we discussed this back in Baba Kama, Bali Tosfos hold that even though we say Adamu Ad La'olam, even by ones, that's not by ones gamur. By ones gamur, they'll be putter. Only by some onsin, Adamu Ad La'olam, but by ones gamur, they'll be putter. Tosfos quotes this as one of his rayas. One of his rayas. The Ramban, who says, even by ones gamur the chayiv, he has to give a different shot, a different understanding of this of this Mishnah. But anyway, so says the Gemara, let's just finish this up. So Rav Meir holds Niskal Laposheo, Niskal Laposheo, Niskal. Somebody who falls down, he trips over his own feet, he's scared in Ones, never he's Potter, and that's why even a Shomer Socher could swear. Vatanya, 1 minute, didn't we have the opposite in the Brice and Baba Kama, Nishbra Kadavlo Silko? If I broke a jar and I didn't clean it up, Naflagama Vohemida, my camel falls down and I didn't pick it up, Rav Meir Machayev Bezek, and Rav Meir says Machayev. Because he holds Niskal Posheahu, Vacham Omer Potter Medina, and the Vacham Dina Shemayim. The Vacham say, no, you're Potter. Vakayim Alam Beniskal Posheah Fliki. 1 second, that Bryce has just the opposite Shitos. So the Gemara answers, Omer Ebelazar, Tavra, break it. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. Really, it's two different Shitos, two different later Tanoim in the name of Rabbi Meir. Our Bryce and our Mishnah is different than that Bryce over there. Two different versions of what Rabbi Meir said, opposite versions. Period. So now the Gemara, we'll have to stop here because the Gemara will discuss more the other Shitas and what Rabbi Eliezer was bothered by in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. So Hashem will pick up with that tomorrow.